USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators say they will call for an electoral commission next week when Congress meets to certify the Electoral College vote. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, intends to challenge the electoral vote count and call for the creation of a commission to perform a 10-day audit into the results of the presidential election to answer questions of alleged fraud. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma is one of the senators who intend on challenging the election results come January 6th. He tells Fox News how that electoral commission would come together.
We've asked a very simple question. Can we put together an electoral commission at five senators, five House members, five members of the Supreme Court? This is exactly how it was set up in 1876 when there was three states that had all kinds of fraud issues. And so the election commission was set up at that time in 1876, just like this, to be able to study it, look at it, make recommendations. We think that's a good plan.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the challenging bloc. The group is calling for the formation of a commission to perform a 10-day audit of the results in a disputed state. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of the group challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An NBA Hall of Fame player and coach has passed away. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
He's unbelievable. Westfall! Paul Westfall
got it done on the floor and on the sidelines. He spent much of his career with the Phoenix Suns. The team announced his death Saturday at the age of 70. Westfall was reportedly diagnosed with brain cancer last summer, just a few months before he was enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
I know I'm not larger than life. One person congratulating me for being selected said, "Hey, now you're immortal." No. Immortality doesn't come from basketball.
Westfall played collegiately at USC and was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1972. He was a five-time NBA All-Star. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And New York has become the fourth state to reach 1 million coronavirus cases. According to data released on Saturday, the state crossed the 1 million mark after another 15,000 new cases were added on Friday. Texas still leads all states with more than 2.3 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic. California and Florida are the other states that have also reached 1 million infections. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.